JB. My name is Mark. My location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Also, as an added convenience, you can check in by APRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by echoing note 545072. Formal traffic for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. Announcements or bulletins for the net, if so, please call W net control. I'll begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Before we begin with the RF check-ins, I'll go ahead and recognize those who did the early check-in. First, we have W4FCM, Fred, in Traveler's Rest. He brings Long and Wife, Isla, in for IEI. We also have Simpsonville, Ed, WP4BJF. And I'll go ahead and recognize my wife since she's in the other room. That's Wendy, KN4HTP, here in Simpsonville. As a reminder, for those who may not be able to check in on a weekly basis at 9 o'clock, may be able to check in early through the BRAR's website, and there's a link with the early check-in that you can click on and record your check-in so that we can recognize you. Tonight, Sunday night, but before we begin with the RF check-ins, we'll go ahead and recognize the Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Yeah, W2MJB, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, and Lafayette, Louisiana. Be negative and negative. Just listen.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KW4TS, Jim, regularly in Pelzer, or lives in Pelzer, but is in Lafayette, Louisiana this evening. Have a great trip, Jim, and drive safe, and hopefully there won't be any rain down there this week for you. With that, we'll go to the RF check-ins. Sunday night, we start with Alpha through Delta. So Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. In Mark, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
JB. Evening. Please check in Kilo, Oscar, 4, Alpha, Oscar, Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative to negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right. Staying safe out there. 73s.
W2MJP. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Thanks for calling that, Mark.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, Rick in Piedmont, brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. All there in Piedmont. Thank you for checking in tonight, Rick. And also KO4AOW, David in Inman, as well as Dave in Greer, W4DJW, our net manager. Appreciate you all coming along and checking in tonight. Are there any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta? Please call W2MJB or net control.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, Bill in
Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize Bill in Greenville. Call sign is KO4ACA. Thank you for checking in tonight, Bill, and have a wonderful evening. So that's it for Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead and move to the next check-in group. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylors, and we'll be negative and negative.
2FJB, and Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Keller, North Carolina, negative and negative. All right, Mark, thanks.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize N4HHC, Warren and Taylors, and Harry, KC4EZN in Candler, North Carolina. Thank you both for checking in, and have a wonderful evening. Any other check-ins that go through hotel, please call W2MJB or net control.
JB. Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango, Mike in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize K4GAT, Mike in Simpsonville. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, Mike. With that, there is another EchoLink station up, so we will go back to EchoLink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB, good evening, and thanks for letting me in. Like to say hey to Jim. Hope he's eating some beignets and some etouffee while he's down there in Louisiana. Check in Kilo 4 Yankee November Golf, K4YNG Fletch in Easley, and we'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, and good night to all my friends.
Fletcher, K4YNG, there in Easley. Thank you for checking in tonight, Fletcher. Appreciate it. There's also another EchoLink station that popped up while, he's checking in by text from Garden City Beach, South Carolina, and that's K4RM Fred. Thank you for taking the time to check in, and hopefully you enjoy the beach there in South Carolina. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With the EchoLink stations having checked in, we'll go back to the regular RF check-ins, and we'll start with India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. Up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, I'll be negative and negative and 73s for each one of you.
MJB. Please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up in Paris Mountain, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. Say hello to Miss Wendy for me. 73s to everyone.
W2MJB. Good to hear you calling the net again. I want to slip in a hello to Fletch. I haven't heard him in a while. Hope you're doing well, Fletch. If you would, please check in to Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark, send it out if you would, please. Hope everyone out there is going to have a good night. We might get a little bit of rain. Mark, say hi to Wendy for us. Everyone have a really good night. 7-3.
W2MJB. India 4, Lima Zulu N. KI4LZI. You're on HT. And Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KK4JFO, James, there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Welcome, James. And K KE4JRK, John, there in Paris Mountain. Thanks for checking in tonight, John. Next, we have KK4JBQ, our friend Larry, there in Greer. And he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Thank you for checking in tonight, Larry. And Wendy has been here in the kitchen off and on baking cookies, and I think she overheard your hello from you. And just a note, as far as rain, I got an email from our neighborhood email person that said that the airport got like 12 point something inches of rain, 0.05 inches of rain or something like that, which is about 9 inches over seasonal average in May, and beat the last record of 12.8 inches back in 1910. So, Larry, we beat a record, almost beat a record this past month. So maybe with the rain tonight, we'll go over that record. Finally, getting to Andy, KI4LZI there in Table Rock. Thanks for checking in tonight, Andy. Appreciate it. And hopefully you'll be able to stay warm there in the mountains of South Carolina. With that, any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for India through Lima, so we'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. And out, K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize K4OSH, Pat in Malden. He's checking in and out tonight. Thank you for taking the time to check in with us, Pat, and have a wonderful evening. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walton Inman. I'll be negative, negative.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize K4OIM, Walt and Inman. Thank you for checking in tonight, Walt. Have a wonderful evening. With that, looks like that's it through for Mike through Papa, so we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic and no round table.
W2MJB. Check in, Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John and Inman, and I'll hang around.
MJB, Whiskey November 4, Sierra, Chris in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
2MJB, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KF4RVH, JD Embria. Thank you, JD, for coming along and checking in with me tonight, and hopefully you'll have a great evening. And John, KN4RJN in Inman, thank you for checking in tonight, John, and I do have you down for a few comments and a little bit of rag to you at the end of the formal portion of the net. And lastly, we have WN4S, Chris in Greenville. Chris, thanks for checking in, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
JP, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-Ray Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim in Taylors. I'll be negative and negative.
MJB. JB, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf. I'm in and out.
2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KA2TXJ, Jim in Greer, as well as Harry, KE6TCG, there in Taylors. Appreciate y'all for coming along and checking in tonight. Looks like that's it for Quebec through Tango, so we'll go ahead and move to the Uniform Through Zulu group. Uniform Through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control.
Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November. K4VKN, this is Alan. I'm in Piedmont, and we're negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
Kilo, November 4, Victor, Alpha, Steven Inman, and I'll be negative and negative.
Maybe. Kilo 4, X-ray, Bravo. K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo, Hotel Foxtrot. I missed my uniform through Zulu Group, or my previous group a minute ago, and just got free here with what I was doing. I wanted to check in. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Actually, positive and negative. I wanted to make one quick announcement. I missed it when you did announcements at the first of the meet, but I've got a document that I'm sending out to the ham group. Everybody sort of look out for it. It's hung up in the mail system right now, but it's the announcement for the field day coming up in a month. That everybody should be getting that in the next day. And so hopefully that'll get straight down. And it's got a questionnaire down at the bottom and so forth. Anyway, I want to give everybody a heads up on that. As soon as it gets through to the mail, you should get it. Other than that, I'll be, I have no comments, no rag to you tonight. So thanks for hosting the net, and tell everybody hi, and 73's to everybody. K4RHF.
Q2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize K4VKN, Allen, in Piedmont. And then I have KM4, and this is Steven Inman. Steve, on your call sign, a piece of static came, hit your transmission just as you were saying your call sign. I got KM4 and then space VA. So if you could return and after I recognize everyone and recheck that last little bit of your call sign, I would appreciate it. Next, I have Tommy, KM4XB, Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tommy. And also K4RHF. Bob and Taylor's with the announcements about the forthcoming email coming from for the ham, not the ham fest, the field day. So thanks for putting that together for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, Bob. Steve, if you can recheck on your call sign so I can make sure I get the call sign correct, I would appreciate it.
No problem. Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha. And it's Steven Inman, and I'm negative and negative.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Steve, for checking, rechecking. I don't have it memorized. Got it almost all there. That's KN4VWA, Steve, there in Inman. Appreciate your rechecking, and have a great evening. Any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for the individual groups. We'll go ahead and open it up for the large group of Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB. Again, Kilo India 4, Echo Tango Yankee, KI4, ETY. Chris, down here in Southern Greenville County, and I'll be negative and negative.
Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Let's check in at WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over Northern Simpsonville. I'll just be in and out tonight, please.
Kilo 4, Mike, Delta, India, K4MDI, Scott, Seneca, negative and negative.
Whiskey 4, Bravo, Mike, Oscar, W4BMO, Paul in Fairplay, and I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a good group of check-ins on the large group. First, we have KI4ETY, Chris in Southern Greenfield County. Thanks for checking in. W4FHJ, Gene in Texas. Sailors, WB4FEE, Dan in Northern Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all checking in. We also have K4MDI, Scott in Seneca. Thanks for checking in tonight, Scott. And lastly, we have W4BMO.
Well, you know, really phenomenal distances, like into Southeast Asia.
Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now securing the formal portion of that with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAC 2s. KN4RJN, John, ready for you on the RAC 2. What do you have on your mind tonight?
W2MJB, KN4RJN. Not a whole lot. What's going on in your world there?
Well, tomorrow I get to go back to work, hopefully permanently. No more days off or weeks off. But so tomorrow, tonight's going to be a early night to bed and an early rise. I could really get used to waking up at 8:30 in the morning. And but during this time, I've had a good chance to do a little work around the house, reworked the pantry so that I got those ugly metal shelves that they put in homes nowadays, and filled it up so that the whole space in the pantry is actually usable instead of the back 12 inches. So that was my task this week, and amongst the rain, and took a little time to Wednesday to watch the SpaceX launch, which didn't happen. And when I turned it on yesterday morning, they said that it might be postponed until Sunday. So when I got back home and was thinking about it, found that they went ahead and launched it. So missed that. And it was, other than the shuttle, the actual rocket launches with human beings in it. I think the first one I remember was when I was in second grade in 1969, watching them shoot off the rocket.
Yeah, I missed it too. It occurred in the middle of my nap, but I watched the video of it later, and it's been a while since we went up on a. We didn't have to go to Russia to borrow one of their rockets to get up there, but yeah, that was cool. So Wendy's baking cookies, huh?
Yes. One of the benefits to having my son home from college before he goes back for his master's degree is she's pampering him. Well, I guess the two of them are working together. Each Sunday night they cook some cookies or some kind of a dessert so that we can enjoy it right before we go to bed.
Tell her to hold one of the cookies up to the microphone so we can all smell it.
She's getting a good laugh off you, John. She appreciates your sense of humor. But, what level of school did you teach when you were teaching school? What grade?
Well, mostly juniors and seniors. I taught physics and chemistry and tutored in math.
Okay, you're one of those smart guys, smart teachers, teaching those kids with a lot of intelligence. That's fantastic. You were able to teach that. Hopefully the students enjoyed it. I enjoyed physics when I was in college, doing my engineering degree. But anyway, what's on your docket for this week, coming week?
Well, sir, my younger daughter is up in Virginia, and they were fostering a mama cat that had several kittens, and she's been posting pictures and videos of those on there. Our granddaughter is down here with us while I'm helping her with her schoolwork. And we've just about got all the schoolwork taken care of, and she wants to see the kittens. So Grandma and my granddaughter are going to take off and go up to my elder daughter's place up in Greensboro and spend a day or two there, and then from there go on up to Virginia and go see the kittens. And I'm going to be batching it, just me and the dog and the cats.
RJN W2MJB. Well, I guess batching it, that'll give you a little more time to work on that computer that you've been having problems with.
Yeah, I've been looking at Raspberry Pis, and I think what I'm going to do is give me a Raspberry Pi setup and yank the hard drives out of those two computers that don't work, and see what kind of trouble I can get into with that.
I wish you the best of luck with that. Don't know much about the Raspberry Pis, unfortunately. My time to study things like that is fairly limited. I think I'm the proverbial guy that has too many interests and not enough time to really delve into any one of them. I enjoyed doing woodworking, but now that I've started into the ham radio, mostly for the MCOM side of it, but since I've been involved, I want to get involved in the DX stuff, but the neighborhood restrictions, it's hard, but gives me an opportunity to learn all kinds of new things, though. Over.
Yeah, well, I was looking at a Raspberry Pi kit that came with the Raspberry Pi, the mouse, the keyboard, and you could add a monitor to it if you wanted. I don't have a HDMI monitor, but I do have an HDMI small, relatively small, widescreen TV, and I thought, well, I could set that on the desk, and I would have a screen that I could see from across the room. And I've got a wireless keyboard and mouse, but the dongle got stuck into a computer that got sold, so it's gone. And I've been looking, trying to get a replacement for that. Maybe I could use that thing, but I'm thinking I might, you know, drop a couple $100 on accoutrements for this thing and get the kit and just plug it in and see what happens.
Well, you'll have to give us a report once you get it running and tell us how difficult it was and or how easy it was and the experiments you're able to conduct on it.
Well, from looking at it and reading the literature and talking to Dave and whatnot, it doesn't look like it's too terribly difficult. I've got an engineering degree, but it's mechanical, so every mechanical engineer will tell you that in any electromechanical system, it's the electrical part that'll break first. So, but we'll give it a shot and see what happens.
Well, good. Anything else on your mind?
Trying to stretch this out a little bit, see if the second shift will show up. So I'll back on out of here and let you see. Tell Wendy we said hi, 73's to y'all, and I'm going back on out of here. KN4RJN, I am clear.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, John, for the RAC-2. Any other check-ins, go back through Tango. Please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call W2MJB or net control.
JB, K4RHF.
HF, W2MJB, go ahead with, you've got some more to announce?
Say that last comment about mechanical engineers and electrical engineers. From the electrical engineer point of view there, as long as the mechanical engineers don't overheat it and let the smoke out, the electrical stuff should work fine. Just wanted to add that in. Y'all have a good evening, Mark.
2MJB, thanks for the comments. Bob, I'm sure that the both filts have their own viewpoints and appreciate the humor that we're able to find out there in our life. Right now, for tomorrow night, the individual that would be calling the net per the schedule would be K4RM. However, I think he is retired from net calling, so I am not sure who will be calling the net tomorrow night. But whoever that may be, I'm sure that they would appreciate you coming along and checking in with them. With that, I'm going to do the automated report, and it will be along in just a minute. 2 MJB, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night.